I'm going to share with you guided meditations, but it may be useful to remember that when people come to a retreat with me, I often just ask them to sit in silence. But I've also found that through guiding people through these meditations, it can actually help lead them to a silence and to sit and abide within that stillness and within that silence without direction. But for most people, a little direction or a little instruction is a really useful way to get started, so that at other times you can actually abide in the silence in and of its own by itself and let that guide you. And the first of these meditations is what I call letting everything be as it is. And this first meditation really provides the groundwork or the foundation of everything else that comes. Because when we can find within ourselves that space where we can allow everything to be as it is, then and only then is a really deep transformation possible. Only then can we start to see what becomes available to us when we're no longer controlling our experience. And so the first meditation will be a meditation on allowing everything to be as it is. In the second meditation, we're going to look at spiritual self-inquiry. How to ask a spiritual question, a question with deep power and significance, in such a way that it leads us beyond the egoic mind identity to the direct experience of oneness.